Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus, and I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood in the studios. How are you, Sheriff?
I'm doing so great. I love this time of year.
Oh, isn't it fun?
It's awesome. It's chilly. Thanksgiving. It's cold, yeah.
But you know what? At least I jumped forward in the forecast. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that snow holds off until after Thursday.
You know,
Friday's great.
I'm hoping for the best and expecting the worst. I think we should be prepared for holiday travel.
Oh, I know. You absolutely should. And you know, it's crazy because days away we've got Thanksgiving and 90% of people are traveling to somebody else's home.
They are. They are. And you know, over the years I've noticed people get a little bit, this holiday especially, they get a little bit careless, I would say. They speed, they make bad passes. I used to work in Green River and have to drive Highway 6. And we would, every year during this time of year, we would stop somebody out there that was going in excess of 90 miles an hour making bad passes. And we would tell them, it's better for you to arrive to your destination than get in a crash along the way.
Be late.
Yeah, be late. Or
don't not show up at all.
So I always think about that this time of year. And I just want people to know, leave early, take your time. Getting there is half the fun, according to Clark Griswold. You know that.
Hey, he says it. It must be true.
Yeah. So just take your time, drive safe, and remember what the goal is. The goal is to enjoy time with family and friends and reflect on the things you're thankful for Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
And with the weather that's possibly coming this year, make sure you're ready for winter driving. Make sure your air pressure's good on your tires. Make sure your windshield washer fluid bottle is full. If you get on those snowy roads, a lot of times that's a problem you can't see. Make sure you have everything you need, jumper cables, some warm gear in case you get stranded on the side of the road. Always keep your tank half full rather than half empty in case you do get in a situation, you at least have your car run for a while.
Exactly.
Just be smart.
Oh, for sure. You know, it's funny because I'm glad that you brought this up. I actually saw a funny little thing on the internet the other day that said the first snow, everyone kind of forgets how to drive for a little bit. If you're not used to driving in the snow, just envision that you're driving with your 80-something-year-old grandma. Yeah. She's holding a crock pot full of gravy, and you've got a brand new pot of tea in the back seat. That's how you drive in the snow.
That's right. Slow and easy.
Slow, easy. Take your time.
And prepare well ahead for stops. If you know you're coming to a stop sign, slow way down. You know, be ready for all that stuff. Just don't forget. You know how to drive in the snow. Just don't forget it.
Exactly. Well, Sheriff, this is definitely the time of the year to kind of take a step back, reflect on all the great things that we've got, and of course, take your time getting there. Like I mentioned earlier, a lot of us are going to be traveling to different homes for Thanksgiving, and it's not just one or two of you. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people on the road, so just take your time, be easy.
There already is. I've noticed an increase in traffic already out on the highway, and so yeah, and remember what the purpose is, what the goal for the holiday is. Reflect on the things you're thankful for, good times with family and friends, and everyone should identify something they're thankful for and count their blessings because we're all blessed in a unique way. I'm grateful for our community and all it does for its law enforcement team. We have a fabulous community, and this is a good time for me to say thank you. We really appreciate the support we have.
You know, I'm glad that you brought that up because as we're all sitting around our Thanksgiving tables or when Christmas comes and we're all, you know, with family and friends and enjoying the holidays, you guys are still out on the streets.
Your law enforcement team's still working. There's still somebody working in the jail. There's police officers and deputy sheriffs working the streets. They don't get a break for any holiday. So they're out there making sure everything's status quo for everyone. So. And we appreciate it. They love doing what they do. And they do get a day off. They just don't get that day off.
They just don't get that specific day off. And, you know, I know. I can attest to that. I've got multiple family members that work in law enforcement. And I have taken plates of Thanksgiving dinner to the jail. So, you know, when you see them, tell them thank you. And tell them that you appreciate what they're doing.
You know, and they love it. They love our community. They love everything that they do. And again, I just you see in the news all too often areas where law enforcement isn't very popular in their community, and we just don't have that here. Our community really supports us a ton, and just I'm just grateful to be in the position of sheriff and to have this opportunity to be in this community. It's great.
For sure. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you coming in and giving us a quick update.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood.